I tell you who's joined me now, much to my delight, is Paige Woplington, who always produces excitement in terms of design and style, and the motto is happier by design. So that's why happiness comes to the studio when you arrive. How nice to see you again.
And you. Thank you for having me.
And we're telling stories through spaces today.
Yes, we are.
Storytelling through interiors. And when you say every space tells a story,
yes,
what do you mean by that?
So in your home or even in a restaurant or your office space, you can tell stories about who you are, what you believe in, your values, maybe just your family life and what you love to do.
Okay. So every room holds clues.
Yes.
And you're directing the clue, like almost one of those puzzle rooms. Who am I? Welcome to my parlor. What can you tell about me? And it's actually true, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, a lot of our discovery with the client is figuring out what they love and what they love to do, and then bringing that through into the interior so that they feel joy every time they go into them.
There can, of course, be, I suppose it's fair to say, that not everyone has the most joyful of lives or the most interesting. And when you have a client that is particularly bland and dull, do you often battle to create space for them?
Tough question, Dave. You know, it's our job to try and figure out what it is that does bring them joy and bring something in that will make them happy. And maybe they love white and beige and, you know, the colors that are not particularly my colors, but we'll find a way that will make them happy with those colors and spaces.
Okay. And it's not just colors. Clearly, there are many different design elements that you can work with to create magic, to create a story that is satisfying. And is it necessary, and I ask the question in all sincerity, because sometimes people really don't know. I mean, if you were to ask me what I like, I would tell you, but it might, I know for a fact that when I see something creatively executed that I wouldn't have gone for necessarily, but it suddenly makes so much sense.
Yes.
I know that is a clever interpretation of life. So how much of what you do involves your intuition as opposed to the client's?
So I think quite a bit of it, you know, like you say, some people don't know exactly what brings them joy or in the interior space, obviously, and how they would interpret that into a space. And that's our job, is to try and bring little clues that they give us and build them into something magnificent that I love and get joy from.
You must have some very interesting stories to tell about the stories that you've told for some of your clients. Can you give us an example of a project where the storytelling came through?
So the Pinnacle in Kigali, we actually designed all the rooms based on important places to the clients. So we had 5 different rooms, and they were based on countries where significant things happened. So we have a Kenya room where they started their business, New York where they met, Washington, D.C. where they had their kids, and Uganda and Rwanda where they were respectively born. And it was great to have such a distinctive thing to work with and create these spaces from them.
It sounds like an interesting project. And how can someone that's listening at home, and or anywhere for that matter, start weaving their own story into their space?
So I think it comes down to some simple things that you can bring in, and it might just be photographs of travels that you've been on, or artwork that your children have done, or any special pieces that you've had from different occasions that you've shared with special people to you.
Okay. Now you talk about art,
yes.
Artworks.
Yes.
What role does art play in telling the story?
I think art is super important. You know, it's something that people connect to or don't connect to, and it can bring in a whole bunch of emotion into a space. One of my favorite pieces in my home is an art piece that I had commissioned, and it's a painting of a holiday that my husband and I took to Thailand. And it was just a beautiful memory for us, and I have that in my kitchen, and I love seeing it every day. So art can really bring in a lot into your space.
It's interesting you're talking about, because we have a regular update from the gallery at the studios. And young Sarah comes in and explains what the latest exhibition is all about. And often people, I think, that pop along to the gallery and discover there is huge joy to be found on the painted surface of whatever it is they're looking at. And it's strange that different people see things very differently.
Yes.
And I often wonder about those that say, I want a painting of me in the nude. But if it makes you happy...
Well, yeah, exactly that. So if that's what brings you joy, then let's do it.
Okay. So art, in a sense, is... But it's sometimes if you can't find what you're looking for, is it possible to commission what you're looking for? I mean, a strange thing to ask, but you would know.
Yes, of course. So we work with some amazing artists in the area, and they can commission anything, really. I mean, you can give them a photograph of your family, and they'll interpret it in a completely different way. So it's not necessarily a portrait. It might be lots of color together that make up four people in a family. So there's all sorts of ways that you can interpret your personal things to make some art.
And what about furniture?
So furniture as well. I mean, that brings into play about the things that bring you joy. So, I mean, if you like leathers and whites and beiges, you can bring in all those sorts of things into your space and create that. Or maybe you like a easy breezy coastal shore kind of living, and you've got lots of linens and rattan and cane and that sort of stuff. So, you know, there's lots of different materials that you can use to interpret different sorts of things that bring you joy.
Okay. Fabrics and textures and materials, do they play a role as well in the whole furniture stroke art scenario?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's some amazing fabrics out there and materials that have different textures, different colors, different patterns, tell different stories. I mean, a lot of the guys that make up textiles also have stories behind their fabrics, and sometimes you fall in love with the story before you fall in love with the fabric. So all of those things can link back to things that you love.
And is the story that you're telling always a happy story? I mean, some people have memories that are them, you know, people that have been very important and maybe are no longer. And that's this is almost staying in touch, if you like. Yeah. Can that also be part of?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've had times where we've done photo walls of past people and things like that, and you know,
and pets in particular,
as well. Yeah, and it just, you know, that's obviously a sad part, but then it's also bringing joy because you're celebrating that person or that animal or whatever it is, and so you still get to sense that joy inside the space too.
Well, I think that's very important. It's what makes you happy may not necessarily be all laughter and giggles. It might be something much deeper.
Yes. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Now it's spring. Spring is a wonderful season of rejuvenation. It's almost, wow, shall we say, magical. I like the fact that spring, things just appear from nowhere. You've got a little bonsai tree that's been sitting for a while, and you think, oh my, have I killed it? And then suddenly this magic appears. It's peculiar. Spring heading into summer, the festive season. How can people tell their seasonal story through interiors?
So, I mean, with spring and summer coming, it's always lovely to bring in some new life into your space with simple things like cushions or a new rug or, you know, any of those sorts of things, different photos that you have printed or, yeah, just bringing in some color, maybe some fresh plants. I love bringing plants into my space. That always makes me happy. So, something that I do.
Sometimes plants are better than people, but occasionally one does in fact need people to come in and
people
feel welcome. So how do you make spaces tell stories that welcome people to your space?
So I think a lot of the times if you have a space that resonates with who you are and tells your story and you know what you love and why people love you, then they feel welcome as soon as they come into that space because they've got a connection with your space just like they do with you.
Okay, but there's some mistakes you can make as well, and people do when they tell their story through design. What are some of those?
So I think a lot of times, you know, guys look at magazines and, you know, the trends that are happening out there and they just want to kind of implement that without actually looking at the things that they really love. So sometimes doing that, you can just kind of get a bit of a, I mean, it's beautiful because, you know, it could be on a magazine cover, but maybe it just doesn't have anything of you inside it. So I think that could be a mistake people make.
Okay. And you talk about designing with joy, and how does joy tie into storytelling?
So I think the stories that we try to tell and live by often bring us joy. So, you know, those are the sorts of things that we look through to bring into our spaces. It might be the fact that you have a massive dining room table because you're always entertained, you have a big family, and that just brings you the joy that you know that you can do that for your family. So there's all sorts of different ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think there's also a fear that if you try something and it fails, there will be ridicule and there will be repercussion because there are costs incurred, etc. So people often get a bit stuck with what they've got. That's it. I'm not going to touch it. I don't particularly like it. But how can they start changing that perception?
So I think the best thing to do is, you know, come and have a chat with us. Come visit our showroom. Come chat to us and see the inspiration that we have there and all the different applications that we've done on our walls and floors and whatnot. And then we can help you just kind of bring out those things that you know you like, but you just don't know how you're going to put them in your interiors. So we can chat you through that and give you some ideas.
So it's the collaboration that you talk about often that
it
works
on
that level. It's not just handing over to someone else to do. And it's not placing the entire burden of responsibility on you, the client, but it's a together. You've got expertise. I'm talking about the interior design expertise, and you also have a certain amount of expertise in reading people because you've done it for many years. And then the client has no doubt. Well, they are probably the ultimate experts when it comes to them. And if you can collaborate on that level, you've got to create something exciting.
Yes, and it all boils down to the conversations that we have. And, you know, sometimes they're not even about the interiors. You talk about other things, what the family did last year or, you know, how's work going or whatnot. And then little nuggets come out from those conversations and you can start to build on those and kind of figure out how we can incorporate them into the space.
Mm. So what is the one message, the key takeaway? If this was one of those vodcasts, there would be a key takeaway. There it is, and nicely encapsulated. But it's radio, so we need to explain with words. What would your one message be to anyone listening today, taking away from our conversation?
I think definitely designed for you and for what you want and how you want to live your life. And don't worry about if your best friend or your mother or your husband or anybody else likes it. You know, it's about you. I mean, your husband can have his space too. Let's not kill the husbands.
No, I think it's wonderful. You go, babe.
Everybody's got a room inside the house. That's usually how it works.
Okay, so if people want to start their own design story with you and possibly reimagine their space, how do they get in touch?
They can come visit us at the showroom. It's in Belito at the Quarter on the lower level, right next to Cafe Barber. There's somebody there all the time. They can come through and have a chat and just get some ideas going, bring you some photos, whatever inspiration you've got, and we can chat you through it. Or go onto our website or our Instagram page and get some inspiration from there.
That's Paige Woplington, folks, from Redesign Interiors, recently moved to Belito. Having created magic all over the country and, in fact, internationally as well. Now in Belito, doing exactly that. And if you would like to experience the difference, you should pop into the Quarter where you'll find Redesign. And you're right, it's right next to Cafe Barber, where I am going shortly. Apparently, I still have enough to merit that kind of but it's close. And we look forward to spreading the joy. Paige, thanks for joining me on the morning show, and we'll see you again soon, I hope.
Yes, thank you, Dave.
This will be up as a podcast as well, so you'll be able to listen again and share the love.